Okay, we called order Board of Works for May 13th. Need approval of the April 22nd minutes.
Make a motion to approve as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports. Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. The work on the Greg Park enclosed shelter house is continuing. They've got a lot done. If you have an opportunity to go out, the bathrooms are in. They're putting the windows back in. They've done the tuck pointing. They're still on schedule for the 1st of June to be completed. I think the mayor's been out. It does look really, really nice. We're really excited to get it all done. The pickleball courts have started. We want to thank Wolf Construction, Don Page, Jones and Sons, Margaret Snyder, Tyler Davis right now for helping get this project going. We're going to put 6 courts in out at Greg Park. There's a chance for individuals or businesses to get involved by fundraising. There's a flyer on Facebook. You can make donations. There's 3 different levels. A gold level is $1,000 and more. Silver is $500 to $999. And bronze is $250 to $499. We'll have a plaque out front that you can put your name on. Donations can be made through Don Page at the hospital. Don's been very instrumental in getting this project going with us. His email is 1964dpage@gmail.com, or you can contact us at the parks office at 882-1140. The pool will open in 2 weeks, Memorial Day weekend, May 25th. We hope the weather will cooperate and be a little bit warmer than it has been. This will be our 5th season with the new pool. We're excited to get the pool open here in a couple weeks. And then the try is June 9th, Sunday. This will be the 13th try and the 3rd try that the parks has been in control of. That's all.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. First one to mention, our 3 rookies graduate May the 31st from the Southwest Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. We're looking forward to having them back in the city. They'll have a ceremony at the Victory Theater, and then we'll have them back in the city. The plan is when they come back, probably a week or so of shadow, just to get them back familiar with the department, and then before long they'll be out and we'll see them out in the cars. I also wanted to mention we did have a vehicle that was involved in an accident. That was Officer DJ Halter's vehicle. We were notified today that it will be totaled. The numbers have not completely come in on that yet, but it was we were not at fault at the accident. The driver did have insurance, so we'll be looking to get that changed over and fixed. And then lastly, with the mayor's permission, we have our newest officer here tonight to be sworn in, unit number 229. And he is here with his family, and they've recently relocated to the area. That is Taylor Butler. Taylor was a captain in the United States Air Force. Moved over from Ohio to be closer to family and pursue his career in law enforcement, and we sure are happy to have them here. So, Taylor, come on up.
Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Taylor Butler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And the Constitution of the State of Indiana.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge all my official duties.
Discharge all my official duties.
As a member of.
As a member of.
The Vincennes City Police Department.
The Vincennes City Police Department.
According to the law.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So I'm done.
So I'm done.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Okay, next is street.
Bryce is here. He was.
City engineer.
Main Street is picking up steam. We are in the midst of our subgrade prep on the east side of the project from 41 to the end of the job. It's starting to look like a road and sidewalks and things like that, at least as far as dirt goes. We have the deck pour scheduled for tomorrow for the bridge over Mantle Ditch. So things really starting to pick up steam really fast on Main Street.
And then you may as well stay up there. Next up is old business, is a curb cut.
I am here. I was here.
Oh, I was sitting back here.
I apologize. I didn't see you.
Got passed by.
We've in the street department's been busy mowing right of ways, and apparently a lot of people yards that don't like to mow. We've been mowing some of those too. So yeah, we've been stayed busy mowing. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bryce. Okay, old business, curb cut, 1524 Audubon Road, Justin Lowe and JP. And you should have this in your packet.
Yep. Just requesting a curb cut for the building of a detached garage.
Okay. Okay, and you've looked at everything, JP, and everything's good?
Yep. Okay. Objection. I've just asked that he contact the neighbor, which he has, or he's going to, and verify property lines.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the curb cut at 1524 Audubon Road.
And I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Jess.
Move to new business. First up is Trailblazer 5K banner request. Alma Kramer. When is that?
August the 10th.
I guess we'll table it. Is she not? Okay, we'll just leave that table. Move on to the third annual Latino Festival, Wabash Valley Progressives, Ray McCormick.
Table that, too.
We will leave that table. Spring on Main, June 7th, Main Street Promotion Committee, Alan Harper.
Okay, this is the same as what we've done in the past. The only, we do have one change. In the past, we've closed Main Street from 6th and Main clear to the Riverwalk. We are going to leave the 500 block open this time due to the two new public parking lots. We thought the traffic would flow better to leave it open. That way the traffic can still park on Main in 500 block and then turn there at 5th and Main. But everything else is the same. We'll have the blocks closed from 5th and Main clear down. We'll start closing streets at 4, events from 6 to 10, and music. All the kids' activities will be in 200 block, and the Vincent's Beauty College students are going to be doing all that for us. B.D. Fuller usually comes in, and he usually brings his generator and parks it there at 2nd Market the night before, and then he'll be there. So it's about the same as what we've done in the past. I just talked to Assistant Chief Johnson, and he's got an officer that will be available for us at 2nd and Main just to watch people crossing the street back and forth. And we're also hoping that since we're not closing 500 block, that'll push all the Hoosier Cruisers farther down that way also. So, okay.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Spring on Main for June the 7th, the evening of Thursday, June 6th for the Pronto Pup for 2nd Market, the street sweeper to be run on Main Street the morning of June the 7th on that Friday, closers for Main Street from 5th to 1st from 4 o'clock to 11 o'clock, with the cross streets remaining open, the use of Gimbel Corner and work with the VCSC for taking down the fence, the Pocket Park and the pavilion restrooms to be left open until 11 o'clock, the trash truck to be parked on the lot at 4th Street in Vigo, and the trailer stage to be set up on 5th and Main in front of the pavilion, the and music down. Venues to be set up on 5th and Main and the Riverwalk trailhead, and the officer stationed at 2nd and Main for the evening of June the 7th to assist with traffic through that intersection. So that is my motion.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Pavilion Rental, North Knox Reunion, Amy Hurt and Victoria McKinnon.
Hi.
Hello.
We're asking approval to have the North Knox Class of 2009 10-year class reunion at the Pavilion on September 21st, 2019. Our arrival would be 2 o'clock p.m. and departure, including cleaning, would be 12 o'clock a.m. We plan to close it down at 11, give ourselves an hour to clean.
Okay. It looks like we've got everything but the insurance and the rental deposit. Right?
Okay, yeah. I've looked into that. I just wanted to wait to get approval to, okay. to purchase that.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the Pavilion rental for September the 21st for North Knox Class 2009 reunion, pending insurance and rental deposit. And that'd be my motion.
Okay, all second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Right, good luck. Next is Jesus Day event and banners. Kenny Morris. Let me see him.
Hello. Good evening. I just want to say that I'm here on behalf of the Jesus Day 2019, and also with me is co-chairman, Minister Indigo, and his wife, Dana Awesome. She's our secretary, and we're here to get permission for our march. We'll have a Christian walk. We'll be meeting at the courthouse at 9:30 a.m. on June the 1st, and the walk will begin at 10 a.m., and we'll be walking down 7th Street through Washington Avenue out to Gregg Park. And the actual festivities will start at 11 a.m. and run until 4 p.m., and there'll be food, fellowship, live music, prayer, testimonies, ministry, prizes, games, and scripture. And then also to our mayor, Mayor Yoakum, after we start at 11 o'clock with our devotion, he'll be giving our Jesus Day proclamation. And we ask that all that can attend, attend, and that we will be praying for all of our first emergency responders. So we're asking, you know, if we can get representatives from them to be there, somebody to be there if possible. We understand, you know, if they're out doing what they do, they may not be able to, but if all possible for somebody to be there, because we will be recognizing them in prayer, and then the rest after we get started, and we'll just, you know, the food is free. We'll have food, games. We'll have a, also there'll be a prayer tent. And usually we have a table there for people, you know, if they have cards and different things, if they want to leave as well.
Okay. No, I think you're aware of the route, Dustin.
Yes,
okay. Well, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Jesus Day march and banner requests for the event on June the 1st, 9:30, starting at the Knox County Courthouse and going to Gregg Park. Two banners, the first being on Hart Street for 2 weeks, beginning May the 20th, and the second being on College Avenue for 2 weeks, beginning on May the 20th.
Okay, all second. All in favor?
Aye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. We'll back up to the Latino Festival. I see Mr. McCormick has made it.
Thank you and good evening. I'm requesting the use of the Riverwalk on August 24th, and we would be having our third annual Festival Latino. We would like to start set up at 10 a.m. and for the festival to run through 11 p.m. Okay. We would also like to request that in case of rain that we could use the pavilion from 2 until 11. So if we would have to punt because of, you know, a lot of rainfall, that we could possibly switch over to the pavilion.
Is it available?
Yes.
It is?
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the third annual Latino Festival for August the 24th, beginning at 10 a.m. and going to 11 p.m. with contingency of the pavilion being used in case of rain. And insurance, do we have?
Yes, we
you got it? Okay. Okay. That'd be my motion.
Okay, well, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, and that's Festival Latino, not Latino Festival.
Okay, to Latino be Festival. Sorry.
Correct. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to Time to Shrine Fundraiser. Ms. Romani.
Hi, I'm Liz from Valley Party Supply. I'm here today because I would like to request the front of the store, the street in front of the store, to be closed on June 15th. We're going to be hosting our third semi-annual Time to Shrine event, which is a fundraiser for the Shriners. We're going to have live music and bouncy houses and food and clowns and balloons and all kinds of fun stuff to do. So obviously that's a big draw for kids, and for safety reasons, we would like to have the street blocked off, Dubois, between 4th and 5th, just the area in front of the store. Okay. Please. From, like, let's see, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That should give us plenty of time to set up and break down.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Valley Party Supply Time for Shrine fundraiser for June the 15th, beginning at 9 a.m. and going to 3 p.m.
And I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck, Liz.
Next, we will open CCMG bids. Milestone.
It's probably back several pages. That's so. It might be on one of the first pages too, Steve.
Pardon me. Alternate. Okay, the first bid is for Milestone, and it's for $1,638,200.
Okay. The next one is.
Do we need to read any of the individual?
No.
It's the award's based on the total amount of all the four alternates added together.
Next bid is from EMB.
And EMB's bid would be for $1,356,369.25. So with these bids, like to make a motion to accept the bids and take them under advisement and allow the city engineer to review these and approve at the lowest bid, making sure that all of them meet the requirements of the bid packet. So that would be my motion.
And also make any reductions and
changes to those.
Yeah, if it needs to be because of the price. I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
My streak's been broken.
You're going to have to do a great job. Next is a bid for 6th Street drainage improvements. And we've only got one bid. And it is from Henderson Concrete.
Henderson Concrete, and that bid is for $90,443. Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to accept that bid.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And last is Lockmuller contract for Main Street project. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is phase 3 of Main Street.
Correct.
And you you've seen this and everything's in order?
Yes.
Okay. We've already approved phase two with RQAW, right. Correct?
Yeah, phase two is underway.
Okay. Just need a motion to approve theirs.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Lock Miller contract
phase three.
On phase three. That'd be my motion.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we have nothing to miscellaneous, so just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.